Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deshaun Watson joining us. When was press conference? It's happening. We'll have that at 2:20. Well, he technically, like, I felt like he is joining us. He's not joining us because that's misleading. There's no interview happening with Deshaun Watson. He's speaking to the media. We'll have that coming up at 2:20. We'll get to some more Kevin Stefanski had to say as well. I don't want to make a big deal about this because people know that I can hammer Jerry Jeudy until the cows come home.
Yeah.
There is something about Jerry Jeudy that just continues to bother me over and over and over again. And I was mad as hell the day that they gave him the extension. I went off on that. I have dug up past tweets of his. We've gone through 7 different versions of Jerry Jeudy's past lives that I keep bringing up over and over again. Because there's a couple things about him. And it goes beyond the football field. And I do think it's reflective of who you are as a person. I think if you act like an idiot on social media, chances are in real life, you're probably not the brightest character as well. I feel like that's a... It's just, I'm almost Colin Cowarding this, where it's like, you wear the backwards hat, I can't take you serious as a human. I'm like, I'm on that point when it comes to Jerry Jeudy and his Twitter. But the man continues to make statements, and I don't understand it, and it's so befuddling to me. Listen, I get it. When you want to wrongly tweet out your own statistical information where you're trying to dispute whether or not you got 1,000 yards or not got 1,000 yards, that's whatever. That's fine. You do you. But, like, you pointed out to me before the show got underway, Dustin. Yeah. He's walking into Berea. We just saw this moments ago. He's walking into Berea with a hoodie that's got the – it looks like a cartoon sack that has the dollar sign on it, clearly representing a bunch of cash, and then a bunch of hands going towards that dollars, towards that sack. My interpretation of it – not. I mean, I took one art class at Lindenwood University in college, so – I'm here to tell you, I don't have deep interpretations of anything when it comes to the art world, but I'm thinking what he's saying there is there's a lot of people that are reaching for his money. There are a lot of people that are talking about his money. Is that the fair interpretation of that?
I'm not sure exactly. There's a bunch of hands surrounding a bag of money.
Did I look too deep into that? Is that not what that is?
I don't know. Here's what I don't know. Like, and it bothers me a little bit, not a ton, because I think the guy's really talented, and I think he's got a chance to be really good because he was really good in college. But I am concerned about this whole, like, chip on his shoulder about the money and, like, the way he went back at Shalareth and whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Mark's joining us at 3:00, by the way.
Yeah, we'll ask him. I'm sure we'll get
to that. Oh, he's the Jerry Jeudy correspondent on the show.
Pretty much.
I think people think that we got our Odyssey Insider just because of Jerry Jeudy and that feud. It was set up long before Jerry Jeudy ever became a Brown.
Correct. But anyway, you know, you arrived for the first day of camp, and, I mean, I don't know. It's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
But it's just a lot. It's another little red flag. Excuse me, red flag.
It feels like he's almost rubbing it in.
Right. Like, almost like, I gotcha, like laughing at you.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't done anything for Cleveland yet.
Not a single thing. And that's what makes me so mad about it. He's accomplished nothing for us. And fans are like, oh, he's worth every penny, this and that. Oh, what a steal that is. It's going to pay off in 2 years. You don't know that.
It's almost like that expression.
You don't know that.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
It's exactly that expression. you nailed it.
I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank.
It feels like he's legitimately,
I mean, he
turns into Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker all the way to the bank.
And here's the thing. He can laugh all the way to the bank if he produces on the field. If not, he's just laughing on the way to the bank.
This is a fun hoodie if a year from now he has a 1,200-yard season with 10 touchdowns and lives up to everything. It's like, that's right.
You guys
pocket-watched him for a little bit, and he's telling you how he was worth it.
Just kind of feels like 12 months too early to wear the shirt.
Yes. You know. Yes, it does. And if he's great, then fine. Come back around and you get to go ahead. You could sign autographs with, I stole from the Browns. Here we are. Now I'm a discount if you want. I don't care. Do whatever you want that way. But right now, it feels like the wrong time and place. I mean, you're taking this into the face of Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry bet on you. Andrew Berry's a smart human. Mm-hmm. Andrew Berry's a, by all accounts, a professional. He is an upstanding citizen in society. You think he's looking at this sweatshirt and thinking, "Oh yeah, we gave money to the right guy here. We gave money to the guy that really, he's gonna make us look good here."
I'm sure the organization is just praying that he pans out.
They have to be. And there's a lot of people that wide receivers included that he goes into that room and says, "Oh yeah. You're the one that got the bag. We've been busting our butt for how long, and you're the one that got paid? Okay. I mean, Amari Cooper is still entering a free agency year, is he not?"
He is.
Yeah, Amari Cooper got paid $20 million last year, $20 million this year. He's been paid handsomely, but he's entering a free agency year this year, and he doesn't have a deal. I think he's looking at this and saying, "Oh, so he gets paid. And because he gets paid, I can't get paid?" And now he's wearing these type of hoodies? I don't know. Don't love it. But right now I'm at the point with Jerry Jeudy. I'll admit it. I'm at the point with Jerry Jeudy where he could come up to me shake my hand with a $100 bill, and I'd still be like, "Ah, what happened here to you?" You know, I'll admit, I don't know that there's much he can do right now that I'd be a fan of. You know, when people get you the wrong way,
yeah,
and then it just feels like they could be talking about how, taking a trip over to the food bank and going to donate a bunch of food. You're like, "Oh, you scummy human." You know, one of those type moments. You're like, just nothing that person can say is right. Maybe I'm too much in that right now with Jerry Jeudy, but the sweatshirt rubbed me a little bit the wrong way. All right, Kevin Stefanski did speak today. We'll have Deshaun Watson coming up at 2:20. Stefanski did not say a crazy large amount to react off to, because that's kind of what he does. He just doesn't say a crazy amount to react to. That's his bread and butter. He's actually very impressive. I'm convinced they should teach classes at like Cleveland State and all sorts of other places. They should teach classes on how to avoid answering questions by Kevin Stefanski, because he's that good at it.
He's the best.
And he put on another absolute clinic today. But he gave us a little juice with Deshaun Watson, so we'll play that for you guys right now.
They have a very, very good plan. Deshaun, the medical team, of ramping him up and throwing and getting, he's doing all the things he's supposed to be doing when it comes to rehab. So when we get to those points in OTAs and minicamp, we'll go with what's suggested by the medical team. But he's doing a great job. We'll make sure that we are smart about Deshaun's rehab and focus on getting him ready for the season. And when he's ready to contribute in practice, he'll be out there based on what the medical staff tells us. Now, having said that, we're putting the system together. Full speed ahead and in these meeting rooms, and when we get out on that practice field, we'll constantly trying to get better as an offense, but we're not going to speed Deshaun up just to get the offense sped up.
Makes sense to me. I mean, and by all accounts with Deshaun has made it pretty clear he's going to be there for week one. That's what he said. That's his words. And so I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about the idea that Jameis Winston will have to play a little bit more in the upcoming weeks here to go ahead and make sure Deshaun gets to go at his own pace. And even if that means into training camp, and if they go to the Greenbrier and Deshaun is not the number one guy because he's not 100% healthy, then I'm okay with that. We got to be patient with Deshaun, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you do have to be patient with him, especially with this big injury he's coming off of. I'm not certainly one that's going to be panicking or freaking out about his throwing right now. I'll be more concerned when we get into August and you said the Greenbrier. Yeah, I mean, those are the moments where he better be close to 100%, if not 100%.
But especially with the new offense, right? And, yeah. And again, we don't know with offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey who's going to be calling plays, who won't be calling plays. What we do know is Stefanski did talk about in that press conference how they're not scared to steal from other teams. And that's what they're spending the offseason doing. They're stealing from other teams. Yep. They're taking plays. He said, some of the old and some of the new. Clearly they're trying to make sure that they're always adapting with the NFL because the NFL is too good. You can't sit there and rely on last year's plays to work the same way this upcoming year. It's a constantly evolving league. And I think it's so funny how it's the only place you can just openly steal from other teams, and people are like, "Oh, that was genius of you to take from there." It's like, you know how in radio, people get mad about stealing a bit? Yeah, and it's like, they stole our bit. What jerks. It's like, first off, nothing's original in radio. So like, you didn't steal it. If anything, you stole from someone
every radio show has the pulse. It's just
something different. Exactly, right?
Like, headlines of the day.
Off the beaten path.
Wait a sec. You stole our headline segment.
Yeah,
yes, we did.
How dare you? Yeah, it's like, but if you're not stealing, you're not trying, right? And that's kind of the NFL mantra right now. And you gotta be taking bits and pieces from just about everyone. And I like that Stefanski just flat out was like, "Yeah, we're looking at what other teams do." I wish we'd find out what teams he's looking at specifically, though. I would love to know what team Kevin Stefanski is trying to model this Browns team after. Is it Shanahan? Because that, I don't know that that's necessarily, I've always thought he's kind of like Shanahan in many ways, but I don't know that that's necessarily what he wants with Deshaun. I don't know that you want Deshaun to be Brock Purdy with a bunch of really good skill position players around him. Like, who would he look at? Is it McVay? Whereas Watson plays more of the Matthew Stafford role, and then you have to find the Nakua Cooper Kupp types.
Puka Nakua?
Yeah. What a player. What a great name, player. What a player.
Knew he was going to be good.
Yeah. Man, the moment you heard his name, you're like, this guy's
called a BYU game. Two BYU games.
Did you? You know, they initially found him. They weren't looking for him. They were looking at somebody else on BYU. And they're like, who's this Puka Nakua guy?
Good player.
They're like, no one's paying attention to him. I'm in the fifth round. They're like, why is no one paying attention to this guy? I saw a TikTok video of it where Sean McVay tells Les Snead, who's that? Get me that guy, not turn him into Cooper Kupp.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, he kind of did.
And he did. No, he actually
made
did.
Him almost better than Cooper Kupp.
It's incredible.
As a rookie.
For me, it's another opportunity for myself to just get on the field. I'm not making it bigger than what it naturally is. If I would have played the full year and we would have won the Super Bowl, it would have been the same idea, I mean, vice versa. So for me, it's just taking it one day at a time, building a leadership that we built and carried over from last year, and getting this team exactly where we need to get to and get ready to play each and every week.
That's Deshaun Watson right there at the podium. I like the mentality, but I've always liked Deshaun's mentality. Never had an issue with his mentality. I liked it when he had to say, even when he's like, no, there's no... I shot down Daryl's question pretty strong. He's like, there's no hope. Hope's not a thing for me. My expectations are high. He's always been great at this stuff.
He says the right things.
You can see why he was very liked in college. You can see why he was very liked in Houston. You can see, I mean, there's charisma there. He answers questions the right way. And he does carry himself, Dustin. I do feel like a person that you would want leading your franchise. All that said, I didn't get any closer today to finding out when he's actually going to be throwing any footballs. And I think that might be the hard part for a lot of people. And I asked a question before the break, how much time can he miss before you start to feel a little uncomfortable, and how often can you see him not throw? And the fact that he doesn't know if he's going to play in any preseason games is something he flat out just said there. He acknowledged a couple different things. He says his velocity is really good. Didn't know if OTAs were part of the plan or not. Left a lot of that on Kevin Stefanski's plate. And it's just a lot is up in the air right now with Deshaun.
Yeah, there's a lot up in the air. I don't know how much it matters that he's not throwing now. Are we going to get updates as to his progress throughout the rest of summer?
They didn't give us updates during the season last year, so I'm not expecting much, like, you know?
I know. I'm guessing that we probably won't have too much detail, other than what we can see.
And that's I want to make that abundantly clear to everyone listening. That's not me being loud to you. That is me being loud towards the Browns there, because they let us go towards an entire season where they misled and they told us a bunch of half-truths, and then before you know it, you wake up and DTR is starting a game that he didn't know he was starting until 10:30 in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, that was... Hey, we went through a long, actual season of them giving us zero updates on Deshaun Watson's shoulder until we all got that notification early in the morning that Deshaun Watson was going to be... I say early, it was like 9 o'clock, but it felt early to me at the time. I remember it. I had my daughter in my hands, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Whole world seemed to change in that instant. I'm like, the next 16 months suck. That's where my life was in that moment. The same it was for you. But like, they weren't honest about it then. They didn't give us any updates then. So I can't be surprised. And I'm seeing some media members out here saying, I don't understand what's going on with Deshaun's shoulder. I don't understand any timeline. And I might be more confused now than when I was going into that press conference. It's like, yeah, that's what the Browns historically have done to us, revolving around any injury with Deshaun. I don't even know if it's the fair or unfair thing to say, but based off of what we saw last season, it doesn't surprise me at all that they're just shady about it and won't actually tell us what's going on. Because they don't have to, one, but number two, they've never been upfront and honest with Deshaun and his health problems and what's going on.
Does it make you nervous that he may not be the same, or that he's going to take more time, and also maybe that he's not ready for week one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. I think we have to have a realistic expectation there. I think, and until, I mean, listen, I like that he said his velocity's good. I like that he seems very, very confident. I don't know why he seems so confident, but he seems very, very confident. I would buy a car from Deshaun Watson, okay? Like, he seems like the type of guy, he's like, yeah, that's going to last 200,000 miles. You're going to be able to go up and down the highway as fast as you got it. I'd be like, yeah, okay. I'm buying into that. Like, he seems like a good, trustworthy human to me. And I don't know what to do with that because I've just been led astray.
You buy a car
much.
From him over Josh Gordon?
I wouldn't buy a hot dog on the street cart from Josh Gordon. Who are we kidding? I mean, that's not.
Remember he was selling cars?
I'm pretty sure he sold everything at some point in life.
Were you here then? Or you weren't here then?
No, right? I was not here. What kind of car was he selling? Or what was he selling?
He was high when he was suspended. He went to like a used car dealership and got a job.
That's ridiculous.
You don't remember that?
No, he wasn't here.
News headlines everywhere.
I know, but some things, I was doing everything. I covered everything at that point.
I mean, that's a pretty unforgettable one right there.
Clearly, I forgot about it. All right, so you could go into the store and it'd be like Josh Gordon, like, hey, I'd like to show you the lot that we have today.
I think he was just there for handshakes.
Okay,
I don't know that he was like giving you the details about
financial stuff.
I mean, I think Stephen Kwan also does car advertisements too. Like, what are we? Where's the line here?
This was actually like them claiming that he was like an employee.
I showed up for a 9 to 5 at any point in that store. Josh Gordon would be, maybe he's in the break room having coffee, but I could see Josh Gordon.
Maybe,
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey, guy had to make a paycheck at some point after the NFL. I get it.
So screwed up that he could be playing right now. I mean, in terms of the rules.
Yes.
Like, back then, everyone made this big deal about him being a pothead. And I know. He could be a pothead now. And he could play.
We did a lot of things with people with marijuana that we just don't care about now. The game has changed.
Yeah. Well, can't relitigate now.
Other thing I thought was interesting that the Browns are trying, or at least Deshaun felt like he was trying to relitigate, and I don't know why he was trying to. He acknowledged he doesn't know when he fractured the shoulder, and it possibly happened on that hit in Week 3 against the Titans. He said possibly. He mentioned he heard clicking sounds in the Baltimore game, which that tracks. That seems like exactly what we know and what we think, hearing clicking sounds in your shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, clicking is never good. It's something's...
Yeah, when your shoulder turns into a stopwatch, you might have a problem.
Okay.
Might have to get that one checked out.
Well, he did.
And we saw what happened.
Yeah.
But he said Week 3. Week 3 was, it was possibly when he hurt the shoulder. And when he fractured the shoulder, that means he was playing on with a glenoid injury for the first 5 snaps of the Colts game, the Arizona game, the Baltimore game. Doesn't change my perception at all, but it just, I think, kind of speaks to how badly he wants to be out there and wants to play well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.